That sounds good. Welcome back to my house. Let's bring Chuck back into the conversation. And I'm going to ask Chuck to... Chuck, are you on a phone that you can kind of stay on and walk into the bedroom where we're having the trouble with this window?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get in one of those rooms, and I'm going to have you look at a couple things and see if we can troubleshoot it from here.
Okay, hold on.
Romy, put on your X-ray vision glasses. And Jennifer, we've got a appliance repair specialist on the line, so we'll get back to your refrigerator right after I finish taking care of Chuck's window. So hang on, darling.
Okay. I'm in the bedroom where one of them is.
All right, Chuck. Now, if you go over there and unlock the window and lift it slightly, just about an inch, that's all I want you to lift it is about an inch, 2 inches at the most. Then back up and tell me, is the gap between the sill and the operable pane parallel? And is the bottom mullion of the fixed panel parallel with the top mullion of the operating leaf?
Well, okay, I'm looking.
Do you see anything there that's out of parallel? Back up, put the old evil eye on it, lick your thumb, stick it up there at the window.
I see it. I'm looking at it.
Does it look pretty parallel?
Yeah, it looks pretty parallel to me.
Okay, and if you walk over to the window and look in the bottom of the window track, there's no debris piling up there?
No, I've already checked that. Yeah, okay. I thought of that myself. No.
Okay.
No, there's nothing there. Now, on this window here, there's two locks on the top.
Yes.
And I can lock the left side,
yep.
not the right side.
Okay.
And I got to really slam it down to be able to lock it at all.
Even to be able to get the left one to lock, huh?
Well, yeah, I can. It won't even lock.
Okay. Chuck, yeah, at this point, with that original installation contractor no longer in business, I'm going to encourage you to give Tucson Window and Door a call, and you can find them on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and have them come out and take a service look at that. It could be a couple things, but I'm guessing it's the way the window was originally installed, given the fact it's been tough to close for the last 6 years since they've been installed, and it may take a disassembly to put it back together to get it to lock the way it should. So we appreciate the call, and find Tucson Window and Door at rosieonthehouse.com. Simply plug in your zip code, pull down the windows. You'll get Tucson Window and Door under window category in Tucson, as well as Pella.
And depending on timing and finance or someone else struggling with this, if you just needed a quick fix, most locksmith and key locations that have a storefront will sell clamps that you can put on the window if you're just that concerned and you needed something today, right now, that you could lock it.
That's true.
Put one of those clamps on it, and that'll hold you over till you can get it properly and professionally resolved.
Roman, let's bring Jennifer, who's calling from Tucson, in and put her in touch with our appliance repair expert from the Valley. Let's see if we can bring Dan in here. Dan?
Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, man. How are you today?
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
Yeah, it was just earlier this week I tailgated Alex around a neighborhood until he pulled over to stop to fix somebody's refrigerator. I got a picture of him in your truck.
Cool. Alex is a good guy.
Hey, I'm going to introduce you to Jennifer, who's calling from Tucson with a question about a bumping refrigerator. Jennifer, go ahead and repeat your refrigerator symptoms.
Thank you, Rosie. I have a 15-year-old refrigerator by General Electric. It came with the house, and lately it's been making these popping noises. It's becoming louder and it's becoming more frequent. It has not interfered with the functions of the refrigerator. It's still putting out the cold and it's still making ice. But I am concerned. I tried pulling the refrigerator out, unplugging it and plugging it back, but it didn't seem to help. So is this a sign of something, a problem coming?
Good morning, Jennifer. Where is it coming from? Is it coming from the fresh food section or the freezer section? Can you tell, or is it from the outside of the refrigerator?
No, I think it's coming from within the refrigerator.
Okay.
And it, and I cannot detect whether it's coming from the freezer side or the cooling side. But I know it's there. I can hear it.
Does it do it all the time or just sometimes?
Oh, no. It's becoming more frequent. In fact, while I was on hold, it started up again. Pop, 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 and then it goes away. And it comes on different times of the day.
Well, there can be some popping on that particular refrigerator. GE has a glass heaters in the freezer section. And they come on depending on how many door openings and whatnot, usually between 8 and 12 hours a day. Between 8 and 12 hours, they'll come on heaters to defrost the freezer section. And when that happens, the panel behind the in the back of the freezer goes from 10 below zero to 50 above. And when that happens, there can be some popping and whatnot, even some sizzling sometimes. And you'll see if you turn out the lights in the kitchen and you open up the freezer door and put the and hit the knob that turns the light on and off, you'll actually see a red glow down there. Does that sound like something that's where it might be coming from?
No. Dan, I am really sorry. All I know is that I hear this noise and I don't know. Perhaps it's coming from the freezer side. But I'm not able to answer the question you just asked me because I really don't know.
Well, this
could be the drain too. Does it happen when you open and close the door, or does it just you're just walking by it and you hear it?
When it happened earlier, I had just opened the door maybe about 20 minutes ago, both the freezer and the refrigerated side, and the popping sound came on. But it came on when the doors were both closed.
Okay. Boy, that's a tough one. There's it could be a popping drain. It could be the capillary tube, which is a little hard to explain, but it's where the refrigerant goes into the freezer section. Those can sometimes they put some stuff around to keep them quiet, but sometimes they can make some noise. I don't think that, you know, without really being there hearing the noise, as long as it's cooling and it's not, you know, really loud, you know, is it really, really loud?
Just enough for her to notice it.
Yeah.
And what did she say? While she was
before.
While she was on hold, it happened. So why don't we put Dan on hold? She'll just put the phone up by a refrigerator. Hang tight for about the next 15 minutes.
Jennifer, we appreciate the call. I would imagine it's just expansion contraction component in the refrigerator freezer. I apologize we weren't able to get you an appliance repairman down in Tucson. We do not have a Rosie-certified appliance repairman in Tucson. But we got you the next best thing we could find, and that's Dan from Beyer Appliance right here in the Valley. And, Dan, I appreciate you letting us interrupt your Saturday. You weren't in the middle of a service call, were you?
No, I'm having a grand opening, actually, at the shop today. So we've got free hot dogs and hamburgers and sodas and chips.
Well, go ahead and invite everybody. Go ahead and invite everybody. We didn't know that. Where's the show?
2400 West Southern and Tempe.
All right. Very good. Dan, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for the partnership.
Thank you, Rosie.
How late's the grand opening go?
From 10 to 2.
Till 2. So you got till 2 o'clock to get out there. All right.
Very good. All right, thank you. All right, let's bring Paul into the conversation, see if we can take care of Paul before the break. That opens a line for you. If you're dealing with something in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Even if it's something I don't know how to fix, we'll find you a Rosie-certified partner that can help coach you through it. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to my house, Rosie on the House.
Thank you for taking my call, Rosie.
You betcha.
I have white powder on my concrete driveway.
Okay.
And I have had that situation for many, many years.
Yeah.
The driveway itself is about 30 years old. And over the years, I've used a number of different products, but nothing seems to permanently remove it. And I was calling to find out if there's some type of sealing product out there that might work to prevent it from coming up year after year.
There's a couple products that'll extend the time that it doesn't come up. But really what you're dealing with is what kind of sprinkler system, what water is getting on your concrete slab?
Well, actually, the water does not get on a concrete slab because it's a relatively wide driveway. It's like three cars wide.
Okay.
So the sprinkling just touches the edges, but the white powder comes up where no sprinkling system touches it.
That's interesting. It's usually a moisture problem. But Jennifer's just recently done some sealing on some pavers at our house.
Well, I assume that he had pavers, but he has concrete. So it's a different product. But there are wonderful products you can get for pavers, but I can do a little research and see what you can do for concrete.
Well, I would ask Paul just to get into a Cohills or Marvell masonry store. Let them know what you're dealing with. There's Okon, O-K-O-N, is a manufacturer that makes a lot of masonry and concrete sealers. And it's gonna buy you some time, Paul, and you can get it in a wet, you know, glossy finish, or you can get it in a matte invisible finish, however you like it, and apply it, and that's the best you're going to be able to do. It is going to be a little bit of a maintenance issue. You're going to have to continue applying it, you know, every year or so.
Well, okay, at least that points me in a good direction.
Marvell Masonry. You can find their addresses and stores at rosieonthehouse.com.
Thank you very much.
Okay, man. You know that,
and a new one coming to Gilbert.
That's right.
They've got Mesa on Country Club. They have Central Phoenix on Indian School. They've got North Phoenix on 32nd Street. They have the West Valley in Peoria. They've got Tucson, Flagstaff, and now Gilbert's coming. Maybe open now.
They're right there. That efflorescence is actually the salt that's in our concrete. You know, the majority of the aggregates, concrete is made up of various sizes of aggregates. That's the key to its strength. And then, of course, the cement that glues it and bonds it all together. Well, we mine the most of that aggregate material out of something called the Salt River. And those are salts that are integrated into our concrete. When the concrete gets wet, sun comes out and evaporates the moisture off of the concrete slab. And this is true for masonry products as well as concrete. And as the moisture is brought to the surface, because that's the way it will dry, the heat will actually draw the moisture to the surface, it brings the salts with it. And then once the water evaporates, the salt is left there on the surface as efflorescence. It's something we battle constantly right here in the great Valley of the Sun.